Henry Alexander sensed Billy's presence in the room, lowered the evening newspaper, and stared over it into the boy's newly aged eyes. Henry was a pale-skinned, flabby man, going to fat after a youth spent as a semi-professional athlete. He interpreted the look in Billy's eyes as a reflection of their mutual hate. "What's that box?" Henry demanded. Billy shrugged. "It's a daddy box."
"A what?"
Billy remained silent, placed the box to his ear. The Ferocilk had converted to a faint audio mode, and the voices coming from the box for Billy's ears alone carried a certain suggestive educational quality.
"Why are you holding the damn thing against your ear?"
Henry demanded. He had already decided to take the box away from the boy, but was drawing the pleasure moment out.
"I'm listening," Billy said.
He sensed the precise pacing of these moments, observed minute nuances in the set of his stepfather's jaw, the content of the man's perspiration.
"Is it a music box?"
Henry studied the thing in Billy's hand. It looked old, ancient even. He couldn't quite say why he felt this. Again, Billy shrugged.
"Where'd you get it?"
Henry asked.
"I found it."
"Where could you even find a thing like that? It looks like a real antique. Might even be jade."
"I found it in the lot."
Billy hesitated on the point of adding a precise location to where he'd found the box, but held back. That would be out of character.
"Are you sure you didn't steal it?"
"I found it."
"Don't you sass me!"
Henry threw his newspaper to the floor. Having heard the loud voices, Billy's mother hurried into the living room, hovered behind her son.
What's the matter?" she ventured.
"You stay out of this, Helen,"
Henry barked.
"That brat of yours has stolen a valuable antique, and he..."
"A Chinese box? He wouldn't."
"I told you to stay out of this,"
Henry glared at her. The box had assumed for him now exactly the quality he had just given it. Valuable antique. Theft was as good as certain, although that might complicate his present plans for confiscation and profit. Billy suppressed a smile. His mother's interruption, which he assumed to be fortuitous, since he did not completely understand the functioning of a Ferocilk, had provided just the delay required here. The situation had entered the timing system for which he had maneuvered.
"Bring that box here," Henry ordered.
"It's mine," Billy said.
As he said it, he experienced a flash of insight, which told him he belonged as much to the box as it belonged to him.
"Look here, you disrespectful brat. If you don't give me that box immediately, we're going to have another session in the woodshed."
Billy's mother touched his arm, said,
"Son, you better..."
"Okay,"
Billy said.
"But it's just a trick box, like those Chinese things."
"I said bring it here, damn it!"
Clutching the box to his chest now, Billy crossed the room, timing his movements with careful precision. Just a few more seconds. "Now." He extended the box to his stepfather. Henry snatched the Ferocilk, was surprised at how cold it felt. Obviously stone. Cold stone. He turned the thing over and over in his hands. There were strange markings on the top, wedges, curves, twisting designs. He put it to his ear, listened. Silence. Billy smiled. Henry jerked the box away from his ear.
"Trick, huh?"
The kid was playing a trick on him, trying to make him look like a fool.
"So it's a box,"
Henry said. "Have you opened it?"
"Yes. It's got lots of things inside."
"Things? What things?"
"Just things."
Henry had an immediate vision of valuable jewels. This thing could be a jewel box.
How does it open? He demanded.
You just do things, Billy said.
Don't you play smart with me. I gave you an order. Tell me how you open this thing.
I can't.
You mean you won't?
I can't.